This chazal is echnish b'chach chazal v'yom yehudim sechnish b'chach b'kam adav zayin. Fechim, we brought down the brayso where Rabbi Akiva said there's a kavachomer to hegdish. What is meant by that? What's the kavachomer? If it's where a person's ox gored the ox of hegdish, and the kavachomer is that he has to pay hegdish from the best of his land, that's not correct. Because we actually learn from the pasuk of Sharei Eyu that if someone damages hegdish, he actually does not have to pay for that damage. You also can't say it means that if someone promises money to hegdish, the hegdish can collect from that obligation from the best of the fields, because hegdish is no different than any other creditor. And the halacha is that a bal choyev, a creditor, collects from the average quality fields, the beinonis, not from the idias. And even if you said Rabbi Akiva holds that a creditor collects from the best quality fields, that would not be the case when hegdish is a creditor, because hegdish is different than that; it doesn't collect at all when it's damaged. And furthermore, the case is that a person's ox damaged the property of hegdish. Rabbi Akiva holds like Rashi ben Menasya, who says that the pasuk of Shari Ehu teaches a chumra, not a kula, and it teaches that although there's a halacha of tam and muid when an ox gores, if the ox gores an ox of hegdish, it's always considered to be a muid. That's where the Kal v'chomer comes into play and teaches that Hegdish too must be paid with the best quality land. For acting more based on this, why do we say that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva argue regarding a case where the best land of the Nizik is of equal quality to the inferior land of the Mazik? Maybe we can say that everyone agrees that the damages must be paid using the land of quality equal to the highest quality of the Nizik. Machlekes is whether we hold like the view of Rabbi Shimon and Manasseh, whereas Rabbi Akiva would hold like him, and Rabbi Shimon would not hold like him. They'd hold rather with the Arbonon, who argue on him. Mar says the Braisa suggests that they are arguing regarding the drasha of the Pasuk, and according to this interpretation, they would agree regarding the drasha of the Pasuk. So it can't be that's what they're arguing on. Also, this would not be a kavachomer to treat hegdish in this lenient way. Also, we find that Rav Ashi, he says that a braisa clearly says that they're arguing with regard to whose field we use to establish the quality that must be used for payment. Rabbi Shmuel says that it's the best of the nizik, and Rabbi Akiva says it's the best of the mazik. Abaye asked Rava, the pasuk of Meitav Sadeu Meitav Kayam Yishalom teaches that only the best quality field can be used for payment. However, another pasuk of Yoshiv teaches that any item of value may be used for payment. Why does it have to be the best? He can use anything. And for the Gemara, if the Mazik pays without having to be brought to Bezdin, he can use paying anything of value. If the Mazik is brought to Bezdin, who then forces him to pay, he can only pay using the best quality land. Ula, the son of Rabbi Loi, said this makes sense because the Pasuk requiring the best land says Yeshalim, which suggests a payment that is forced on him. Abaye asked, if payment is forced, the Pasuk should use the words Yeshulam. Rather, Abaye said that we can use Rabba's explanation of another braisa to explain the case here as follows. The case is that the damage was done at a time of the year when land prices are low, and the Nizik says to the Mazik, instead of paying me in superior land, pay me with a larger piece of average land. In that case, the Mazik can tell him, if you take superior land, as the Pasuk says, I will pay based on the current price of the land. However, if you want average land, I'll give you based on the higher future price. The Torah made it better for the Nizik by allowing him to collect even from superior land. You're going to say that if he wants from inferior land, he's put into a worse position? Rather, if we want to use Rabba's explanation to explain a case, it would have to be a case where a creditor who is to be paid with average land has to be paid a larger piece of inferior land. In that case, the debtor can tell him, if you take average land, take like you're supposed to, like then I'll give you, based on the current price, the lower price. However, if you want to take inferior land, which is not something that you're supposed to take from, then I'm going to give it to you based on the higher future price. Ah, the son of Rika asks, if the debtor may do this, this will make creditors not want to lend money. The creditor will say, if I had cash today, I'd be able to buy whatever land I want at the current price today. But because my cash is by you, I have to accept land at a future price. Rather, he said if we want to use Rabba's explanation to explain a case, it would have to be a case where a woman who is to be paid a ksuba from inferior land has to be paid with a smaller piece of better quality land. In that case, the husband can tell her, if you take the inferior land like you're supposed to, I'll give you based on the current lower price. However, if you want to take better land, you have to take it based on the higher future price. Frank Mother, we're still left with the conflicting psukim. One says it has to be idias. One says Yoshev, it can be anything. So Rava said the psukim mean that whatever the mazik chooses to use for payment has to be from the best quality of that he has of that item, whether it's land or anything else. For example, the pasuk says the best of his field. So Rapapa and Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, explain all items other than land are always considered to be superior because if they can't be sold here, they can be transported and sold somewhere else. However, land cannot be moved. That's why when he pays with land, it has to be from the best quality that he has, so that it'll be easy for the person to sell. Rav Shmuel bar Abba of Akrunya asked Rabbi Abba, when Bezdin determines the quality of the Mazik's land, do they do so based on all the Mazik's properties, or do they assign a quality based on a global standard? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's clear that he can pay with land that is equal in quality to the best land of the Nizik. However, according to Rabbi Akiva, when the Pasuk says Meitav Sadeu, does that mean to exclude consideration of the quality of the Nizik's field, but he may pay with superior land based on a global standard, even if he has a higher quality land, or is it meant to exclude the consideration of a global standard, and the Mazik has to always pay with his best land? Rabbi Abba answered, the pasuk says the best of his land, which clearly means to say that we do not look to a global standard of quality.